To Touch the Clouds, Frontier, Book 5, written by Peter Watt and read by John Vose. The tropical sun was almost at its zenith over the territory of the Morobe district in German New Guinea as Alexander McIntosh observed the young New Guinean labourer endure his flogging in courageous silence. The long cane rod rose and fell with ferocious rapidity 10 times before the punishment was over, and the blood ran in rivulets where it had broken the shiny black skin of the boy's back. The young man was bent over a wooden structure, and a huge bearded white man towered over him, sweat staining every part of his dust-grimed white clothing as he wielded the long cane. Sweat also trickled down Alex's clean-shaven face beneath his wide-brimmed floppy hat. He stood at just under 6 feet tall, had the broad shoulders and chest of his Scottish forebears, and a pleasant, open face. The white tropical suit that he wore was also stained with sweat, the result of standing in the hot midday sun of the tropics. Single and 25 years of age, Alex had steamed to the German port in New Guinea to trade, and the McIntosh trader, the Osprey II, now lay at anchor in the placid waters just off the coast.
"Yeah, that will teach him,"
an older man with a neatly trimmed beard muttered beside Alex. Switching to the German language, he continued,
"His punishment is necessary to ensure that the Kanakas understand the meaning of an honest day's work."
Alex did not comment. He was a guest of Herr Schumann's hospitality on his copra plantation, although personally he found the severe punishment brutal.
"Release him!"
Schumann hollered to his foreman, a burly German who had administered the prescribed punishment to the labourer who had committed the crime of missing work for 2 days among the coconut trees of the German planter's property.
"Put a salve on his wounds and send him back to work."
Turning to Alex, the planter said,
"As you can see, Herr McIntosh, we are not barbaric in our treatment of the natives. The man was being punished for breaking the rules, and now I will have him receive medical treatment."
Alex bit his lip. He wanted to ask whose rules, but said nothing. His mission into German territory was on behalf of the family's financial interests in extending trade to the European colonizers north of the Australian-administered territory of Papua. He had to admit that many Australians in Port Moresby agreed with the corporal punishment administered by their German counterparts in New Guinea to control indentured workers, many of whom worked as virtual slaves to the Europeans.